Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Well, I've got a good word for you tonight. I've entitled my message, Ascended Christ. Glory to God. When you look at Jesus' ascension, it's a glorious, triumphal event. It's the final testimony of the Father to His worthiness, His majesty, His supreme authority and glory. It's the irrefutable seal of His triumphant, victorious work of salvation. The ascension is glorious and central in our faith. Hallelujah. Not only did Jesus rise again, but He ascended on high. Hallelujah. In Psalm 68 verse 18, David said, "You ascended on high. You have led captivity captive, and you receive gifts among men." Hallelujah. When we look back to the glorious ascension day, it was 40 days after the resurrection that Jesus took His disciples and He led them to the Mount of Olives. I don't know about you, but I often go back and I read the last words that Jesus spoke. Imagine, it's the last time you're with them and now you're going to say something. And He said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me." Hallelujah. And then He commissions us, "Go in my name." Hallelujah. The Bible says in Acts 1 verse 4, "And being assembled together with them, Jesus commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, 'You have heard from me.'" So Jesus commands us to wait for the Holy Ghost. Amen. And then He said, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days from now." Therefore, when they had come together, they asked Him, saying, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" And He said to them, "It's not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in His own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Thank God the Holy Ghost makes us mighty witnesses. "Now when He had spoken this thing, while they watched, He was taken up in a cloud, received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand up gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will so come in like manner as you saw Him go into heaven.'" Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back again. Hallelujah. But today we're going to focus on His ascension. The ascension of Jesus means He occupies the highest place of glory and honor. He has ascended to the highest of the high. He has ascended to the very throne of God. There is no place higher or greater in majesty, power, authority. He has ascended, and the Bible says He has ascended. There's no more ascending to do. There's nothing greater than where He ascended to the right hand of the Father in glory. Somebody say hallelujah. When I look at the word ascend, it means the action of rising to a higher position or level. Hallelujah. You and I will forever ascend and ascend from glory to glory, from victory to victory, from revelation to Revelation. Hallelujah. But he is ascended. Hallelujah. It means a rise in status. To ascend means a climb to the summit. A climb, an upward move. We will always ascend, but he is ascended. Glory to God. Jesus ascended 40 days after his resurrection. And that shows us that he is at the right hand of the Father. There's no possibility of a higher place. Hallelujah. The Bible says that in Ephesians 1:20, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Hallelujah. He is the highest of the high. He's the greatest of the great. He's the mightiest of the mighty. His ascension is a feat of epic proportions. Hallelujah. Unmatched, unrivaled, marvelous, fantastic beyond comprehension that he should have ascended. An achievement never accomplished before or never to be repeated. He is ascended. Only he is worthy. Only he is the ascended. This honor and glory can only be granted by God himself to ascend. There are those who tried to take this for themselves. We know that Lucifer tried to occupy the high place. The Bible says in Isaiah 14:12, he tried until iniquity was found in him. How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. And I also will sit on the mount of the congregation, on the farthest side of the north. Notice, he said he will exalt his throne above the stars. But the Bible says Jesus holds the stars. The church. The enemy's got no authority over the church. Amen. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit. He who exalts himself will be brought down. Hallelujah. But God has granted him. The ascended Christ, listen to me, is glorious above all comprehension. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Philippians 2:9, therefore God highly exalted him and gave him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on the earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Hallelujah. I tell you, dear church, we need a revelation of him. We need to see him. We cannot stay in our natural historical mindset and thoughts about who this Jesus is, because that would limit us to a carnal understanding of who he is. There should be a progressive revelation of Christ. Hallelujah. He is not a man. He is not in the likeness of anything that you've seen on the earth. He is God. He is spirit. He is truth. He is the Word. He's the beginning of all creation. He is the final completion of all things. He is Jesus Christ. If you look at him, people can know him in all different revelations. The unbeliever can at best know him as a man, a historical figure. The natural man can at best see him as a good man, maybe a wise man that had some very good teachings. Maybe can know him as a man of wisdom, the natural man. The born-again man can easily stop and only know him as the resurrected Christ. There are many who know him as the Christ on the crucifix, but he's not on the cross anymore. He is risen. The cross is empty. He is glorified. He is enthroned. He is seated in authority and power. Hallelujah. Not only is he resurrected, but saints, I want you to know that Jesus is ascended. Hallelujah. When you look at Jesus, the Bible describes him in Revelation 1:13, clothed with a garment down to the feet, girded about the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes like a flame of fire. His feet like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. His voice as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. This glorious Christ, seeing him, I read in scripture how Mary saw Jesus after his resurrection. And she thought he was still the same Jesus she knew before. The Bible says in verse 15 of John 20, Jesus said to a woman, "Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Whom are you seeking? The religious Jesus? Are you seeking the Jesus that was just the natural Jesus? Whom are you seeking? And she, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I'll take him away." And Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, teacher. She still saw him as teacher. She still saw him as the same Jesus, but he had moved on from that place. She needed a revelation. She didn't know that his name is no longer Rabboni. His name is Conqueror. She didn't know. She wanted to stay with the natural, limited mind and revelation. I want to tell you today, you and I need progressive revelation of Christ. You need to know him better now than you knew him yesterday. Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father and to my God and your God." We notice that she still calls him teacher, but he's much more than that. When Jesus looks at her, he looks through the eyes of a victor. He stands there and he says to her, "Do not cling to me. Now I'm ascending." Hallelujah. In Ephesians 4:9 it says, "Now this, he ascended." What does it mean? But that he also first descended into the lowest parts of the earth. He who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Hallelujah. When she looks at him, he's not no longer a Rabboni. He's the one that descended. He's the one that's completed the task. When she looks at him, he is the one that went down, took away the keys of death, hell, and the grave, dealt with the enemy, and rose with power. When she looks at him, she's not looking at Rabboni, she's looking at conqueror. She's looking at risen from the dead. She's looking at victor. Hallelujah! He is different. She sees him as Rabboni, but he is the one that has descended and risen. He just came from a mighty battle. He is still glowing with power. He is still, strength is still radiating from the battle that he's just been in. His hands are still glowing. His eyes are still fiery. Hallelujah. He has conquered. He's got something that he didn't have the last time she saw him. He's got the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Hallelujah. He is the one that dealt with principalities and powers and rulers. When she looks at him, he's different. He's not Rabboni. He's conqueror. Hallelujah. And she looks at him and she said, well, let me hold on to you like you are. And he said, don't hold me. I'm not finished yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. Hallelujah. Mary was glad to see him. Glad that he's risen. But he's not finished yet. I said he's not finished yet. He says, Mary, don't cling to me. I'm going further than this. He says, I'm going to my Father and your Father. I'm risen, but now I'm ascending. Hallelujah. Go tell my disciples, wait for me. When I'm done with the next phase, I'll meet you. I'll come again. Yeah, I'm a conqueror, but now I'm authorized to ascend. Heaven was empty. The throne unoccupied. The throne was waiting for somebody worthy. Jesus said, don't cling to me. I've got something to do. Hallelujah. He said to her, don't cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father and your Father. But go tell my brethren, I'm ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. No, this ascension had been attempted before, but we read what happened to him. No one was found worthy to ascend. No one was found worthy to unlock the seals of judgment. Nobody was found worthy to break the chains that held men captive, to unlock the seals that prevented salvation, to unlock the seals that would loose judgment. Nobody could lay hold of that power. But here he is. The Bible says when John was caught up, he saw the seals that nobody could unloose. He saw it and he realized the terrible powers of judgments that were contained in those seals. He saw the impossible odds of anybody ever being strong enough, mighty enough to lay a hold on that seal. There was nobody worthy. And he realized if we can't find somebody, I'm lost forever. The Bible says he wept uncontrollably. That weeping was a weeping of somebody that had lost everything, that had no hope. Revelation 5:1, and I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look at it. So I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and to read the scroll or to look at it. But one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. He has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. Here's somebody that is worthy to loose the seals. And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, and sent out into all the earth. And then he came. He ascended. He came to the throne. And he took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. And the Bible goes on to describe that immediately the 24 elders fell down and worshipped and said, "You are worthy. You have got the authority and the power to do this thing." Hallelujah. He is worthy to ascend. He has achieved this honor. He had gained this privilege. He had come to this victory because he had descended successfully. Because he had dealt with our enemy completely. Because he had conquered the enemy of humanity. Because he had broken the power on humanity, he could arise. And the Bible says when he arose, we arose with him. He had authority to bring our salvation to heaven. Is there anybody who has the authority to take you to the Father? He had this honor. He had this power. He had this place. Because he's ascended. He destroyed the works of the evil one. And gained an eternal deliverance for the saints. Hallelujah. And he holds the key. He has the keys of death, hell, and the grave. He has the keys of heaven. And he said, "Now I give those keys to you. I give you the keys. Danny, I give you the keys of heaven." Hallelujah. You now have bold access into my presence. You now live in the eternal tabernacle. Not made with hands. You've entered the glory. He has guaranteed the place. He has seated you in the authority. He has made you as he is. And he has granted you to sit at his right hand. And to use his name. That at the sound of his name. In your lips. Every knee must bow and every tongue confess, because the ascended one gives you a place of ascension authority. When you speak in the name of Jesus, there's no higher authority. There's no one that can ascend above the name that you are quoting. There's no power that can ascend above the power you've been given. There's no situation that can rise above the place where you have been seated, because he has ascended. I am ascended. Whoa, glory. Whoa, glory. Hallelujah. So in the garden, he looks at Mary through the eyes of the mighty. And she runs and tells the disciples, "He is risen." Hallelujah. And Peter and John runs to the tomb. And they say, "He is risen." But there's much more. Listen, saints, what you've seen, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Bible says when we see him, we shall be changed, for we shall be like him. How much are you authorized to see? When you see him, you shall be like him. Hallelujah. How much are you authorized to see? I think because John saw him, they banished him on the Isle of Patmos. They cooked him in a pot of oil. But he had seen him. He was living in a different realm of authority over the natural, over the things of this world. He's not a carnal Jesus. He is the ascended Jesus. How much can you see? Hallelujah. I don't bite you. I want to see. Hallelujah. Because when I see him, I shall be like him. I think the end time church is a time of glorious revelations of the ascended Christ. Hallelujah. So that as he is, so are we. We won't know him as he was. We'll know him as he is. Hallelujah. When you know where to take your place, the enemy can't get anywhere near you. Somebody say amen. Amen. The next time the disciple would see him, he would have done much more than rise from the dead. He would have ascended. Hallelujah. Next time they see him, he would be clothed in glory and honor and power, a royal diadem in his hand, with dominion and authority, seated in final victory. Hallelujah. And now he is clothed, and he holds the keys, and he is King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. I want you to know whatever situation you're in is not king. I want you to know whatever situation you're in is not Lord. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Once you've seen him, you're not intimidated so easily anymore. Once you've seen him, you laugh. Hallelujah. Once you've seen him, there's nothing that can hold you back. I want you to know there's mighty authority in his ascension. His ascension is much greater than his resurrection, because God has granted to him. And he has, when he rose, told us something very important he wants us to know before he goes. I give you authority and power that whatsoever things you ask in my name, it shall be done for you of my Father who is in heaven. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. And I declare tonight, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. I declare tonight, every power come against you shall bow. Every situation come against you, we take charge over you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind you. We break your power. We cast you out. We cancel your assignments. We loose your bonds. We break your chains. We remove your authority. We reverse your works in the name of Jesus. We command a sevenfold restoration, restitution. We command the power of God. We command the heavenly blessings. We command the inheritance of Christ to be made manifest for the saints. Hallelujah. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Everybody say, I got power in that name. I got authority in that name. Come on, somebody stand up and just nkarobakisa. Take that authority, take that power. Come on, just speak to your situations. I don't know what you need to speak to, but in the name of Jesus, take the authority of the ascended one and speak. Command a breakthrough, command a miracle, command the powers of darkness be broken, command devils out, lack out, insufficiency out. You devils, in the name of Jesus, you defeated. I take the keys of heaven. I take the keys of the kingdom. I unlock the glories of heaven. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, heart has not perceived the things that God has prepared, but by my spirit I see, by my spirit I know. I know the fullness, I know the glory. I unlock miracles, I unlock sufficiencies, I unlock the supernatural power of God. I unlock the promises. I declare that every heavenly blessing is yes. It's amen. It's given. Nothing is withheld. Nothing can be withholden. But today, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command the kingdom of God. I declare righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. I release the fulfillment. I release the glory. I command the glory in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I release the blessings. Shebra Sekera, they that came against you shall flee seven ways. They shall flee perfectly. Hallelujah. They that came against me, I command you, flee. Flee seven ways. Out, you're not part of my life. Insufficiency, out. Lack, out. Sickness, out. In the name of the ascended one, in the name of Jesus, I release the power and the authority of Christ. Hallelujah. The ascended Christ is my God. I have dominion. I have the rights. I have been authorized in the name of Jesus. Out, out. I release replenishment. I release replenishment. Every area of lack, I release replenishment. I command rain come forth, dew come forth, refreshing come forth, life come forth. I release resurrection life. I restore resurrection life. I restore you. You things that have died, you things that have come to an end, I speak newness to you. I command you, rise in the name of Jesus. Rise in the name of Jesus. It's not the end, it's the beginning. Now's the beginning of miracles. I declare miracle upon miracle. I command it in the name of Jesus. Yay, ancient doors be broken down. Oppositions be broken. The gates of hell shall not prevail against me. Yay. 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 In the name. In the name. In the name. In the name, come forth, come forth, come forth, come forth, come forth, come forth. I command you, come forth. Miracles, provision, blessing, favor, power, hallelujah. I declare the end of all judgments against the church. In the name of Jesus, every tongue raised in judgment against the house of God, I condemn you. I condemn you. I condemn you. You've been cast out. I declare the intercession of the faithful high priest. Hallelujah. Shaba de Kesara. Shabo Kobo se Kabaya. Pasapadapa. Come on, work your spirit. Work your spirit tonight. Shebre Kasikaban Tokora. Yeah. Oh, ha, sho, ma, ka, I, go, ha, ka, mokora, ipesa, mokonste, beronte, mokoste, gurusta. Conqueror, come forth. Hallelujah. I unlock the conqueror. I unlock the victor in you. I unlock the conqueror in you. In the name of Jesus, I command you like your king. Go forth, conquering and to conquer. Let the angels of God fight for you. Yay! Yay! Let every devil flee. Let the devils flee. In the name of Jesus. Shabra se kebe ekero mosamaya. Lepasa kaban tokoramaya. Ah, come on. Assume a place of victory in his name. Hey! Hey! Occupying spirits out. Spirits occupying souls of the lost out. Out. Occupying spirits in the South District out. Loose. Loose the souls of men and women. Loose them. Let them go. I declare in the name of Jesus, everything that limits you, loose your holds. He is the limitless one. Hallelujah. Rogabase kebanta rabai. Hallelujah. 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 To him be glory and honor and power and might and dominion in the earth, in this place, tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus. Come on, you're not finished yet. Let your spirit man roll this thing out. Make declarations by your spirit. Raga se krebo kobo sabaya. Shanta pa kepe eke. Ikano ekera makare mosona makira mostakati. Santa, in the name of Jesus, I declare every word spoken against you cancelled. Cancelled. I cancel the assignment. I command it to turn. In the name of Jesus, turn. Turn from the loved ones of God. You'll not believe it anymore. You're given no place in your heart anymore. You're given no place in your life anymore. Out. Out. I break the power of those words. I cancel the assignments against you. Every bondage spoken, every curse released from the evil one, we judge you. I judge you. I place you under the word of blessing. I place you under the word of provision. I place you under the word of my victory. Hallelujah. Shabra kepe eke. Come on, it's all. Ah, there's more, there's more, there's more. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, come on, come on. Press in. Shabra kisepe rabora barabara kisienta.
Rabata, Hapare, Epera, Mosaba, Lepero, La Shonte, Maronte, Bako Soko Bonte, Master, Ekena, Tidos. Paramosienta, we will yet accomplish the will of God. We will yet accomplish the purposes of God on the earth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Shekra seke ekenaya. Eka soka bahakaha. Epeke soko bohotakaya. Till there's no place, I declare there's no place for you. There's no place found for you to hide. There's no place found for you to have authority. There's no place. Shabante Kerabaya. Hallelujah. 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 And now has come the salvation, the authority, and the glory of our Christ. And we declare tonight, the whole earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Can you say in the mighty name? In the mighty name. In the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Come on, just thank God. Assume a place of victory. Assume a stance of authority in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's power in the name. Kabanakas. My singers, come sing us, come sing us. In the name of Jesus, to break every chain. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus to break. Now I want you to reach out. Come on, grab somebody. Just grab somebody. Just start praying for them. Just start releasing the authority and the power. The Bible says praying for one another, ministering to one another. Just release the authority, the power. Release healing in this place. Release deliverance in this place. Let every sickness, every disease be broken. Let every condition, chronic conditions, break your power. Chronic conditions, broken, hidden conditions, destroyed. Hey. Hey, poverty is broken. Areas of lack destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Let the power of the name. Shabata Baraparekesa. Yay. Yay. Come on, declare restoration. In the name of Jesus, I declare restoration. I declare renewal. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I command restitution. Everything stolen, sevenfold restitution. It shall not be remain lost. You shall be restored. You shall be replenished. You shall be renewed. You shall be whole. I command peace. I command fullness. Yay! You will not walk around stolen from, lost. You'll not walk around lacking in any area of your life. In the name of Jesus, that the man of God shall be full. I bless you. Yay!
Yay! We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you and God bless.